Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
How are you guys feeling?
We're feeling good. I've felt good all weekend. We've had a strong ground game across the country, here at home as well. We've just seen a surge in volunteers and a surge in, you know, it looks like our polling numbers look pretty good. It looks like our undecideds are breaking in our direction nationally and locally. So we feel very good. Today we had 175,000 people come out to vote as of right now, and people haven't even come home from work yet. So we think people are making their voices heard, and we feel very positive.
Of course, in New York State, we typically know how that goes when it comes to the presidential election. So a lot of this campaign, Democrats have been heading south to Erie County, Pennsylvania. Talk to me a little bit about that decision.
Right. We've been sending busloads for a month down to Erie, PA. Today, we actually had folks lined up to go there, but they were full. They had too many volunteers, so those folks were diverted to Pittsburgh. So we had a busload of people that were sent to Pittsburgh because there was a need there today. We've also had a headquarters open up here where we were making calls into battleground states as well, and we were calling into the congressional battlegrounds here in New York State. We've got to win four seats in New York State or else we cannot get the majority in Congress. And we feel very positive about that. I was just talking to the state chairs folks before I got in here. I think it's going to be a very good night for Democrats.
We saw record-breaking numbers, specifically the first day of early voting. What do you think that surge in voters says about this election year than years past?
Well, we did see the first day was the biggest day ever, and then we saw a little bit less going through. I think we had about 17,000 less early votes this time than we did 4 years ago, but we did see a ton of women come out to vote. 19,000 more women voted than men during early voting. I think they're making their voices heard. I think they're watching what has happened with Donald Trump, and they're sending a strong message, and I think that's going to happen across the country tonight.
Jeremy, we're obviously the concern going forward here is just we're expected to see a bunch of these local races all announced tonight, but the presidential race might not be for a number of days. I mean, how long do you anticipate maybe the presidential process lasting?
Well, it could be, they say maybe a day or two to get some of the key battleground states. And, you know, I spoke with WBN this morning. I'll pat myself on the back. New York State does things the right way. We may still have to hold off on some of our local races if they're very close because we've been processing absentees and other ballots up until yesterday. So we'll be able to upload those at 9 o'clock today. Anything that we've gotten in and we've processed as of yesterday's mail, but we won't know what comes in late yesterday, today, or going forward. So if the races are that close, we may not know, but we're working really hard to get those results up quickly tonight. But I think it could be a day, could be 2 days, unless we have, a wave moment this evening, and then we could have a very, very quick answer.
Is there any concerns potentially that these delays in getting these ballots counted and everything like that, that these results get longer and longer, that it could continue to cast doubt in the electoral process?
I don't think so. I think what you're seeing is, you know, what we do every year. We count every vote. Every election night, we say these are unofficial results, and we're going to count every vote. And you may have some close races here locally that every vote is going to matter because it's going to be so close. You've got battleground states. Some of them kicked it up a notch since 4 years ago, where they are doing what New York State is doing, which is processing the ballots ahead of time so that they can just hit a button and get the results at 9 o'clock. Some of them haven't. Some of them may take 2 or 3 days before everything is counted. But we have to get those people overseas serving our country in the military's ballots back. They're very important people. They may want to have their voices heard as well, and we can't just stop and cut off because people want quick results.
You've spoken highly about the process, especially when it comes to New York State and getting the votes in and everything and accounted for. What is it about New York that maybe some of these other states that they say may take a couple of days to get this process all sorted out? What could they maybe learn that they could go into the next presidential?
Well, mostly it's because we're a bipartisan board. So there's people on each side looking out after everything. There's nothing that can be done that isn't done by a Republican and a Democrat. So both sides are watching every step of the way. And they have to start the process earlier in those states if they're going to be able to get the results moving a little quicker. Here, we used to be able to wait 10 days to start counting the absentees in New York State. Now we have those things processed daily. It's in the state law. So folks have to decide whether they want to move quickly and they want to be able to process those things quicker, and that's up to the state legislatures. But we do have a bipartisan board, not a nonpartisan board, not an appointed by one person board. We have a bipartisan board. I think it's the model for the country.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight. Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
It's better over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.